wouldn't lean against this thing too hard, but you can kind of get an idea here. See how the guardrail is actually exposed. And
yeah.
Steve Frey is leaning slightly over the edge of a bluff on the Chiniac Highway overlooking Kelsen Bay. We're at construction site 2, 25 miles out from downtown Kodiak. Below him, the thick metal posts holding up the highway guardrails are completely separated from the hillside. The cinderblock anchors that secure the posts are visible too. Frey's a project engineer consulting for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. He says that normally this whole support structure should be embedded well underground, but an exposed bluff like this is constantly being battered by ocean swells, winds, and rain, which steadily eat away at the hillside.
It's gradual, but like I said, it goes pretty quick once it starts going.
Erosion along the Chiniac Highway is well documented in borough reports and government surveys. One 1983 study estimated that the bluffs were receding at a rate of 5 to 7 feet per year on average. Here's Ora Landau, DOT Public Information Officer for the South Coast region.
There's erosion occurring along the coastal bluffs that has steepened beyond the angle, causing sliding and slumping next to the highway. And then there's erosion occurring at bridge and stream culvert crossings from flood events.
With a roughly $10 million price tag, the Chiniac Highway Erosion Control Project spans 9 separate sites spread out over more than 20 miles along the highway. It's a months-long operation that's been on DOT's docket for years. Landau says the design process took longer than normal due to the scope of the project. Among the many complicated considerations that go into a project of this scale are making sure new roads and structures comply with borough code, causing as little impact to the environment as possible, and ensuring that construction itself doesn't cause too much of a disturbance to residents or through traffic. Back at Site 2, Jacob Spallinger, a project superintendent for Brecon Construction, is standing on a bluff above the eroding highway.
This, I think, to this ditch line is roughly a 28-foot cut. So this, where we're standing, it's going to be 28 feet lower where we're standing.
Okay.
In order to move the road inland, the crew has to blast part of the hillside away to level it out. It's a very precise process involving holes drilled deep into the bluff and then filled with specific amounts of explosives. Brecon cuts off road access for about 20 minutes for each blast, but the explosion itself doesn't last for more than a few seconds. Get ready, it's about to blow. That's from a video taken by Brecon Vice President Louis Rochelot during a May 7th blast. The camera's just across the two-lane highway from the explosion. But even with these careful planning measures, staving off erosion on a coastal highway seems like a losing battle. Here's Garrett Paul, construction project manager with DOT.
These areas are they're just on a steep bluff, and if the erosion continues like it is, it could potentially come impact the road again.
Does that mean we'll be back here blasting hillsides again in 30 or 40 years? It's tough to tell. DOT says designers took measures to greatly minimize future erosion using retaining walls and realigning roadways. In Site 2, the road is being moved 35 feet inland onto bedrock, which the project officials say will stand up better to the elements than the loose earth where the road is currently situated. Should erosion continue to be a problem at other places along the 40-mile highway, the state could face a new problem, running out of room to move the road. That's because the state's right-of-way corridor only extends 200 feet out from where the road was originally built. Here's Paul again.
Yes, we would definitely run out of room, and I think, you know, generally when we do that, we purchase properties to move roads or get easements to construct roads that are outside of our right-of-way.
DOT hasn't had to buy any private property for this project, though they have purchased several easements from property owners along the highway for things like driveway realignments. All negotiations with property owners are confidential, according to DOT right-of-way chief Greg Weinert.
I can say that in general, anytime you change someone's property rights, it's not generally something they want. They may understand that it's for the public good, but it's still difficult to have things changed.
DOT says the project is currently on track to be completed by the end of October, with around 10 more blasts scheduled before then. On Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.